All right, 1380 WPHM. Every Monday morning around this time, we highlight a Michigan business. We've talked to people from all over the state, including local folks that have businesses as well. And joining us right now is Maria Briones. Good morning, Maria.
Good morning.
From Port Huron.
From Port Huron, correct. You
decided to start your own business called Tia Maria Rita.
Correct. That is my business name. But actually, what I'm selling is a authentic Mexican pulled pork rub.
Mm, all right. So where did you come up with the idea for this, or where did you formulate your rub?
So I've always made this for my family. I've been cooking since I was a young girl. And for many years now, I've been making this Mexican pulled pork rub for my family. And I shouldn't say the rub. The rub developed from that. Mm-hmm. What I do is I cook for my family, and I've been making this rub, and it used to take me 2 hours just to prep the meat.
You're kidding.
Before I slow cooked it for 7 hours. And so I've known that I've always wanted to start my own business, and my rub was so popular with friends and family that it dawned on me that perhaps I should try to sell that to the public. And my first thought had been that perhaps I would do a food truck. And after I did some research, I decided that financially, that was not feasible for me. So I just happened to wake up one morning, and my first thought was, make it into a rub where people can make it at home themselves.
Yeah.
And I don't have to be at the kitchen
from
morning until night.
Let them spend 2 hours prepping the meat. Absolutely.
Yeah. So what I did was I took that rub, and it only took me 2 trials, and I converted that over to a dry rub that people can add to pork shoulder is what I use, and it only takes them maybe 10 minutes or less prep time.
Perfect. That's great.
Yeah, so it's just ready to go.
your prep time came in mixing all the ingredients together, right?
Correct, and mixing all the ingredients together, and all the consumer has to do is just take that rub out of a package and add it to whatever meat that they're going to make, and then they are ready to either slow cook it. I've had people who've been more creative, and they have used it to smoke meat. They've used it as taco seasoning. They've used it on pork chops. Besides the pork shoulder, I like to use it on fajita meat.
Okay.
Yeah, and it just has really a great aroma, and I did not have to sacrifice the flavor at all. So what used to take me 2 hours to make, I converted over to a rub. And now I don't even myself do the 2 hour prep time anymore. All I do is I just grab my rub out of a packet and I'm ready to go.
I would, of course, love to ask you for the recipe, but that would, I'm sure that's a closely guarded secret. How did you formulate the recipe? Was it years of trial and error, or did you just one day say, these are the ingredients, we're going to put them together, and this is how it's going to work?
Well, since I've been cooking since I was a young girl, yeah. I know a lot about flavoring
right. And
what works and what doesn't work. So just over time, I started bringing together a lot of flavors associated with Mexican cooking.
Mm-hmm.
And as a matter of fact, when you buy my rub, it's a requirement by the state of Michigan that you actually have to list your ingredients on the back. So there really is no secret.
Okay. So you don't have to say how much of each one. That's where the
Correct.
Secret is.
What are
some of the flavors, though, that you blend together?
So we have some of the standard flavors, which is like cumin and paprika and chili powder and onion powder and garlic, and then I actually roast peppers.
Okay.
And I add that in there also.
Wow. It sounds good. So you decided about a year ago,
mm-hmm.
let's turn this into a company, let's mass produce it, let's get it into stores, get it into everybody's crock pot, into everybody's smoker so they can enjoy this flavor. How do you do that? Where do you start?
Okay. So, of course, you know, you start with the idea. So
yep.
I had the idea. And then I had to, of course, go online and do some research because I've never had my own business before. So there's always, by the state, there's rules and regulations
that
you have to
follow. Yeah, you can't
just
make this in your kitchen and put it in jars, can
Well, you?
You
can,
okay.
actually.
All right.
When it comes to food, I am currently selling what's known as under the Michigan Cottage Law.
Aha, that's right.
So under the Michigan Cottage Law, I am actually allowed to produce my rub and make it in my home kitchen.
Okay.
But there, of course, are stipulations with
right.
that. There are special labeling requirements that you must put on your label where you're making that rub.
Okay.
Okay. The other thing also is that I am not allowed to sell my rub online. I am not allowed to sell it in retail stores. I cannot do that until I become fully licensed.
Okay.
Okay. So once I become fully licensed, I'm no longer allowed to go back and make this in my kitchen. I must, after that, use commercial kitchens.
So what are the next steps for this rub? What is it called, by the way? What do you call it?
So the name of my business, like we said, is Tia Maria Rita LLC, and I'm just calling it my authentic Mexican pulled pork rub.
There you go. It's easy. Where did you get the name for the company, by the way?
The name of the company derives from my family, actually. Tia in Spanish means aunt. Mm-hmm. So I've always been Tia. And, of course, my first name is Maria. So when I did a search for the business name, Tia Maria was already taken, mm-hmm. excuse me. So I had to take that and find something a little bit different, so I added my middle name. So there I am Tia Maria Rita, and that's my company.
All right, very good. So what are the next steps? By the way, if somebody's listening saying, I want to try this stuff, where can I get it? Is it for sale anywhere?
It is for sale right now. I'm doing a lot of, I started out selling it to friends and family and mm-hmm. word of mouth. And now I'm starting to attend some farmers markets.
Okay.
Okay. So I do have an Instagram page.
Okay.
Kind of bear with me because it's new. And so it takes a little bit of time to develop it fully. But I'm trying to keep my followers informed of what markets I'll be attending. Mm-hmm. And currently I am attending the farmers market, summertime farmers market in Marysville. And I will be there on the 27th. I have a little booth set up.
All right. Very good. I can't wait to see where this goes next. What are your plans? Like, best case scenario, what's next for the Tia Maria Rita pulled pork dry rub?
So I have to tell you, since I've been cooking my whole life, it's always been my own belief that I don't serve anything to anyone that I won't eat myself. It must have my stamp of approval. Mm-hmm. And this ingredient that I have developed is just, it even shocked me. In two trials, I managed to replicate something that used to take me 2 hours to make or prep. So where I'm going now is I truly believe that this rub can be sold in retail stores across the country. So I'm not in any hurry to get there, and I'm starting this a little bit later in life. So every step has been a learning process for me. Uh-huh. So what I'm going to do is start small. I'm going to start at local farmers markets. My next goal is to move on to the Eastern market where I can increase my sales. I'm going to become fully licensed. That's going to allow me to sell it anywhere. I'll be able to sell it in retail stores. I'll be able to sell it online. And I'll be able to ship it out also to anybody who wants to order online. So I see this eventually selling all across the United States.
I don't see why not. Absolutely. What a great goal to have. And it sounds like you're taking the right steps. And like you said, not rushing into it.
Right.
Taking your time, making sure that you do it the right way. And we're looking forward to seeing how this grows and what the next steps are.
Okay, great. And I hope that you'll swing by and see me at the farmer's market. And I do have a couple different versions. I'm also doing a no-salt version for those people who cannot have sodium in their diet.
All right. Sounds great. Maria Briones, thanks for coming in. Appreciate it very much.
Thank you for your time. Have a great day.
It's our Made in Michigan Monday here on WPHM.